to our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing was conditional use number 2468, Richard H. Bell III. Ms. Wingate, what is your pleasure?
Any more discussion on this? I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2486, Richard H. Bell III. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I think it's 2468.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. 2468.
What did I do?
You said 2486, but it was a...
Probably.
Yeah. We knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
What you
were talking about. A little dyslexia sneaks in there every now and then.
Yeah, for me too.
I think we all have it.
Because I'd have missed it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wonderful. Okay. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2019, Citation Rentals. Ms. Wingate, I don't have any problems with this one at all.
I don't either.
Me either.
It looks like
it should have, something that probably should have been zoned commercial.
I agree completely.
It's commercial corridor. Yeah.
So give you time to make a proper motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer change of zone 2019 Citation Rentals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2019 Citation Rentals LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2473, David A. and Sandra W. Blank.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer for further consideration.
On this one, just a couple things, you know, particularly in light of the last one. Strikes me that, you know, the commission last time made a recommendation for approval of a campground. But I think we ought to evaluate this one as a campground, you know, even though we said perhaps they don't need it, but I think we ought to evaluate it as a campground the way it's been proffered. Also, that way everybody will have a clear path forward on what they need to do or not do or can do and can't do.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2473, David A. and Sandra W. Blank. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2482, Aaron and Pamela Osterlund, which we tabled, so we've already acted on that.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, any words of wisdom before we call it a day?
Just a reminder that as we go into March, Mr. Chairman, at our second meeting in March, we're going to be shifting to that later start time. I will send an email to confirm, but the next meeting is 3 p.m., and then we're shifting to 5 p.m. Right.
You might want to let Mr. Hutt know that as well.
No, let's let him show up at 1.
Well, he's across the way right now at another.
When he's done, we don't have any questions.
Okay, if there's no other business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Everybody.